Observing the chimps led Goodall to feel protective of them, with good reason. Chimpanzees are threatened in a variety of different ways. Human beings hunt and kill chimps for food. In addition, many of their habitats are being destroyed by human development. She founded the Jane Goodall Institute to help protect wildlife. Today, she spends much of her time educating people about the dangers threatening chimpanzees. She is still working to instill in people a sense of respect for the natural environment. Graph, chimpanzee population. Graph labels, number of chimps, year. Caption, one of the biggest threats to chimpanzees today is the destruction of their African forest habitat. Chapter 4, Diane Fossey. Like Jane Goodall, Diane Fossey initially set out to study apes in Africa. But Fossey's life followed a very different path. In 1966, Fossey began studying a species known as the mountain gorilla that lived in the mountains and forests of the Congo and Rwanda. People knew even less about gorillas than they did about chimps. Many thought gorillas were fierce and dangerous. Caption: over time, Fossey was able to build close relationships with gorillas.